Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, March 18th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and thanks for joining us for today's podcast, which we title The Daily Dose. Scripture text is Isaiah 30, verse 21.
Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it."
Our text today almost sounds like the description of a GPS, doesn't it? Except that the voice would be in front of you and it would say, well, essentially, "This is the way, drive in it." Well, I have ridden with several people who use the GPS system to navigate, and I am sure many of our readers have one.
Our most memorable trip was with the GPS was when we traveled with our friends Bunny and Peg O'Hare. Bunny affectionately calls their GPS Gigi. Peg was driving and was a bit frustrated at times with Gigi's questionable directions, but Bunny lovingly came to Gigi's defense. He would give her a gentle pat, reassuring her that she would get us where we needed to go, or more truthfully, he was reassuring us.
I want to make it clear that he was actually giving Gigi the pat, the little mister in the front, not his wife. They're one of the most colorful couples that we know, and we love them dearly. But people really need to use some God-given directional sense when they use the GPS. The dirt path across from our home is still on the records as a public road called Meeting House Run Road, although it's been abandoned for many, many years and is now our favorite walking trail. We often have photos of it, including one today. Well, several times a lost motorist has stopped for directions and told me their GPS directed them to take Meeting House Run Road as they gave a perplexing look and pointed toward the dusty tractor trail.
Another aspect of using the GPS is that it provides the directions step by step. If you follow its directions, you don't know your next turn till shortly before it's time to make the turn. Essentially, it provides doses of information as you need them.
Well, of course, we have a spiritual application. That's sort of the hallmark of our ministry. We often try to get illustrations out of our own lives. Well, we may very well want directions from the Lord long before He gives them to us. Wouldn't it be interesting if, following our birth, we received not just a birth certificate, but a life map? Our individual path of life would be highlighted from our first breath to our last. But of course, this isn't the way our life's journey is laid out, except maybe in an old rerun of The Twilight Zone. That would be a robotic existence, not a faith-based day-by-day journey where we refuse, neglect, or choose to walk in the ways of the Lord. However, thankfully, in a sense, we do have a life map to follow, since the Bible is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
As we walk this pilgrim pathway, we only get daily doses of God's leading. All through our lives, we need to remain sensitive to the leading of the Spirit and the providential ministry opportunities that He may spontaneously provide.
Well, we feel James captures this sentiment in his book in chapter 4, 13 through 15. "Now listen," you say, "today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, 'If it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that.'"
God directs our lives each day, whether it's a day of ease or days of upheaval. But it's during those times of upheaval that we often have difficulty hearing His voice and knowing which step to take next. Uncertainty looms over us and we want to make the right choice or give the proper response. How good it is when we take our concern to the Lord and we hear His voice deep within our spirit directing us, "This is the way, walk in it." God has certainly not been silent, and actually the sense of His faithfulness increases during times of uncertainty. I suppose in part that's due to the way we lean on Him, which is just what He wants us to do.
Well, we want to encourage all of our fellow believers in Christ today. Whether you're experiencing comfort and stability in life or upheaval and shifting, keep an ear tuned to hear His voice. His daily dosage of direction is always available and will keep you well grounded.
Let's pray together today. Father, we recognize from Scripture that You long to be gracious to Your children, to show them compassion and give them direction. You bless those who wait upon You. Though You give us the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, as Isaiah writes, You also give us teachers, prophets, and believing friends who affirm or challenge us as we seek Your face and Your will for our lives. As we hold up the Word, as we hold up the lamp of Your Word to lighten the path before us, how good it is to hear Your voice behind us saying, "This is the way, walk in it." You've promised that You will never leave us or forsake us. Darkness will not overtake us, for You are the light of the world, and in You there is no darkness at all. Thank You for Your reassuring presence that You walk with us step by step on this day. Amen.
Amen on this day. Well, this is the message that we have prepared for Wednesday, March 18th. It's a beautiful day here in South Central Pennsylvania. Although officially spring is not here, it is indeed a spring-like day. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net, and as usual, we have some additional resources on the site, some photos, some additional notes, and several songs we suggest today. I've actually found a scripture memory version of the song that was our main text today from the Integrity Scripture Memory Series that's available as an audio. But also coming to mind are two great songs, both available as an audio MP3, Step by Step, wonderful chorus, we just sang this last Sunday in our church, and then the classic hymn, and we must say it's a beautiful version of it, He Leadeth Me. Let me close with a humorous note by saying that I, out of curiosity, checked to get directions to our home from a point west of us, and indeed, it used this Meeting House Run Road, which would definitely not work. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to let the Lord lead you. And wait for those providential moments where God may be directing you to be a blessing to someone else.